Hello and welcome to the AIS Arena for today's game in the Price Attack WNBL. It's the Canberra Transact Capitals up against the Bully Melbourne Boomers. Joining me, Craig Revell in commentary, Renee Camino. And Renee, frustrating time for you being off the court, but it's great we can have you join us here for this Capitals game.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to this game. It should be a good one. Bullying got a run against us on Friday night, which I guess would be good for them in a way. They got a good win over us, but no, this game's been very exciting.
I noticed that they really did give you a touch-up. They had a very strong inside-outside game. And well, your first turn at the assistant coaching role there, whilst assistant coach Bierstow is off on some other business, and wasn't a good start to a coaching career.
Nah, well, credit to Bulleen, they're an awesome team, and we're a pretty young team still finding our way in the league, so.
As the two teams are getting ready for the introductions tonight, one of the biggest things, you've already played both teams here, well, the AIS has already played both teams, very different in the way they go about their basketball.
Yeah, definitely. Bulleen's a more teamy kind of team, where the Capitals, you can, they've got lots more gun plays. They're also, they're playing awesome together, so.
And yeah, the tall situation here. Bulleen, really, Larissa Kavanagh and Holly Grimer are the two tallest in the team, and Holly is towering over most of the others. Over on the other bench, Tracy Beattie, 206, Jeff Middle, 197, Lauren Jackson, 196. It makes it very hard to match up on them.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be rather interesting. The Bulleen, like you said, Kavanagh, she's not all that tall, but Canberra, they're huge.
And, of course, Kelly Bedlackworth celebrating her 200th game in the Price Attack WNBL. So a great milestone being reached by Kelly, and naturally enough, the Capitals will be fired up for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how do you think this game's going to go down?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. I'm going to sit on the fence for this one. I have no idea.
So not even tipping the result?
I'd probably say Canberra.
Fine, mate.
Hopefully it's a close game, but I'm not sure. I'd say Canberra's definitely going to win, but I don't know by how much.
Well, the lineup now, the Bully Melbourne Booners, well, they're playing with all the same players that they played in on Friday night with. Milner, Glawford, also out there is Butler, and along with Jordan Kavanagh, Zoe Card, Christy Davis, Holly Grimer, and Katrina Gibbard. For the Capitals, their team being introduced now, it's Hurst, Sinclair, Abram, Beattie, also out there, Hammond, Bevilacqua, Marino, Charles the captain, Tracy Beattie, Lauren Jackson, and the final name to be read out from the crowd. Not the best crowd we've seen at a Capitals game here, but Sunday afternoon, a tough one to try and get the fans in.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've done pretty well so far, though. It's pretty packed out.
Well, we'll hear what the coaches have to say as we have the Australian National Anthem. Well, Peter Buckle, Bulleen have had a very stable team for a few years now and one of the biggest playbooks to go to in the league. How do you go and match up against them tonight?
Well, like we match up against any other team in the WNBL. I mean, we're tall and they're not quite as tall. So that's always interesting for us in our matchups. I mean, because we have some advantages, obviously, in that with our size. And we've got some great depth in our guards to be able to really pressure the ball and run it back at them. And the thing you've got to be mindful of, Bulleen have been together for a while, as you said. They're in pretty good shape. They're running pretty hard. They're up the floor. They certainly gave the Institute a good touch-up the other day and have come off a couple of really tight wins and a poor confidence.
And for your team today, a milestone for Sally Bevilacqua, her 200th game in the Price Attack WNBL.
Yeah, which is fantastic, isn't it? It's great to see a player of Sally's calibre, you know, 32 years of age and playing 200 games and also playing in the WNBA to come back here and play in the WNBL. It's fantastic.
Well, it should be an interesting game today with a real form guide for how the Caps are shaping up this season.
Yeah, look, it's early on, and given the fact that Bulleen have had some tough games and come out on top, we've only played the one game against the Institute, and really, that was a bit of an easy game. So yeah, it'll be tough. It is a bit of a guide to how we're doing, without a doubt. All the best. Thanks, Craig.
Well, Gerald Chambers, we've just gone about 500 metres up the road, 2 days later, and you're playing the Canberra Capitals at the arena.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, like I said, they're the best park, and you know, they're the team that everyone's talking about, so it'll be a good opportunity today to get up against them and see where we're at.
In some respects, an extra day to recover after your reasonably tough AIS game is not a detriment.
No, look, it always helps to have the recovery. I mean, sometimes you wonder about whether sitting around for a whole day mentally hurts you a little bit, but we got out, you know, got in the plunge pools and did some recovery and, you know, did a few things and bonded yesterday, so hopefully it's helped us.
Also, all the team's still fit, so that's always good as a second leg of a road trip.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that our fitness, we've had a pretty tough pre-season, and hopefully, you know, our fitness is something that will hopefully stop any injuries.
The snap game was working extremely well against the AIS, but slightly different configuration today when you go up against the Capitals. Can you transition that game into what will be a much taller team?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly, it's different cattle you're playing against, and Lauren is awesome and athletic, and, you know, both her and Whittle are soft losses, so I guess we're not going to have our way inside the paint. But, you know, I think in saying that, we've got some great players that, you know, will hopefully step up and, you know, we can go inside our side.
All the best for today.
Thank you.
Well, coaches both feeling confident. An interesting situation this weekend, and I know you've been involved in some horrendous road trips in your first year at the AIS with Cheryl Chambers. It wasn't so much travel, it was the waiting that has been playing on their mind for the last day, playing your team on Friday night and now the Capitals on Sunday.
Yeah, having a day off, I guess. They had a shoot-around yesterday at the AIS, so I'm sure they'll be ready for this one.
Interesting to see Karen Dalton, who the Capitals will be playing next Sunday up in Sydney, has decided to come down and have a look at this Capitals-Bulleen matchup. Of course, they lost to Bulleen in an overtime thriller at the start of the season, and as they have had, a pretty tough road trip to start their year, and also losing their first game at home in the Pride Attack WNBL last Friday night, when Adelaide was able to do a number on them as well. So it's such an even year this year, with Perth performing, and once you guys get some guards back on the team, you're going to be a threat to upset a number of the top teams.
Yeah, that's right. The league's so strong this year, it's just great to watch.
It is going to be an interesting game. We'll have, the possibility that we have over 6 metres of 3, 4 and 5 players when they all three get out there, and it was a tactic that they played up against you late in the game, and perhaps one that they might be able to employ successfully right throughout the season when VD Jackson and also Whittle are out there.
I hope they play all three tonight. It'd be good for us.
For Tracy Beattie, I know one of the highlights she's had of coming to the Capitals is for the first time in her basketball career, she hadn't had to do the tip-off. She found it quite nice to get herself into a position on the floor where she could receive the ball rather than have to present it. So all the players, I guess, having to learn different roles. For Katrina Hibbert, playing tonight in the number 40 for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, the MVP of 2004 in the Price Level 4-5 in the Price Attack WNBL. The first time we see two MVPs matching up on each other, with Lauren Jackson, the previous holder of that title, for the past 2 years in this competition. And obviously they're not going to match up face-to-face, but it'll be interesting to see how both of them play in what is probably the toughest game for both teams this season. Well, the teams have made it to the benches now, and it is going to be the starting lineup of Marino, Whittle, Sharp, Jackson and Bevilacqua to face the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, Kavanagh, Hibbert, Grimer, Davis and the Butler. The one thing about the Bulleen side is, whilst they do lack a bit of height, they certainly don't lack anything around the perimeter with just about all the Holly isn't the best-known three-point shooter, but she does have a nice jump shot from a distance. But certainly the rest of the floor are all very confident outside the perimeter, and that could be important if the paint is clogged up by tall.
Yeah, very much so. They're all very good shooters, confident shooters, and they can also put the ball on the floor and drive as well.
So the teams making their way up to the floor now. Where's the AIS Arena with the Capitals taking on the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, and the 215 step to the centre of the circle to start proceedings. It's Lauren Jackson up against Holly Grimer for the first and only jump ball of the game. It's up and Jackson taps it back to Sharp into the backcourt, gives it to Bevilacqua. Long bomb over the top into the paint. Jackson had the ball almost stripped away by Gibbon, but Jackson will get the first two and open the scoring for the Capitals. It's Butler bringing the ball back now for Bulleen. Marino, well, gets it to the floor as she kicks it left side to Kavanagh. Kavanagh with Jackson in front of her. Over the top to Grimer, finds herself all alone in the paint, but Grimer's shot doesn't fall. Whittle has the ball stripped by Hibbert and manages to get back on the rebound, kicks it out to Kavanagh, goes back to Grimer, then off to Hibbert. Hibbert takes it again, shot from the three-point arc, doesn't fall, and Sharp has the rebound stripped from her by Davis, who backs it out, gives it to Kavanagh, the pass to Butler, cross court is too long, and over the sideline, the Caps inbounded in the backcourt. Inbound now from Sharp to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua with Davis watching her closely, goes to the right wing, finds Marino out there. Marino holds onto the ball, just not sure what to do, looking for someone to present herself. Jackson does low post right hand side, jump shot's good, and Jackson will make the first 4 points of the game. As Butler and Marino, this is a good little battle early, Renee. Yeah,
definitely.
And Marino goes to the ground as Butler has found the first foul of the game on her opponent. And tough call there. Marino was trying to do everything right, but just couldn't get both feet on the ground and move at the same time.
Just playing good defense, getting up and in, hassling Butler, bringing the ball down.
Davis now sets it to the left side. Kavanagh bounce pass into the low post. Hibbert over the top of Sharp. The shot's short and Sharp will come up with the rebound. Sharp kicks it long down to Bevilacqua on the right wing now. Sets up in front of Davis. Jackson provides the screen. Bevilacqua finds Sharp in the paint. Hibbert tries to put the block on at the back, but Sharp will get the 2 points, and it's 6-0 here in the first minute and a half of this game. Butler comes back. Again, Marino gets knocked to the floor. The crowd doesn't like it, but it's good enough for the ref as Hibbert's pass to Kavanagh gets blocked by Sharp. Has to go back and gets it. Eventually gets to Kavanagh now, who shoots over the top of Jackson. Air ball and Bevilacqua was off to the races. Oh. Double dribble by Bevilacqua, and the Caps looking very settled here. Bulleen just not being able to run through their plays by the D that the Caps have been providing.
Yeah, definitely. Capitals D is really strong in taking Bulleen out of what they want to run at the moment.
Butler now bounce pass over to Kavanagh. Jackson almost stripped Kavanagh. She's going to have to protect that ball if she's got Jackson watching her all game. Grimer in the paint. Shot is blocked, but Jenny Whittle got a piece of Grimer's hand, and that will send Grimer to the line. Whittle with her first personal foul. 7:50 left to go in the first term, and Grimer goes to the line to look for the first points for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Holly certainly has had plenty of practice over the years working through the AS program, and you guys do some free throw shooting every day there.
Yeah, that's a very important part of what we do.
First 2 points on the board for Grimer from the free throw line as Bevilacqua goes left side to Sharp, back to the centre. Whittles on the perimeter, goes right side to Bevilacqua, who puts the ball on the floor. Davis is working on her. 12 seconds left on the shot clock as they give it to Marino. Marino tries the shovel shot, but it's blocked by Butler. But Butler also getting a piece of Marino that time, and it will be Butler's first foul. Marino going to the line. Marino has certainly been worked this year and has... Well, had a fair few challenges put towards her.
Yeah, definitely.
Rattles out the first of the free throws. Just for people who don't know much about the AIS program, how many free throws do you go through in a day? As Marino makes the second.
How many do we make in a day? Yep. Probably about 100 a day, maybe more, depending. 200.
I know it's a bit of a competition between all you girls who can go through the most consecutive shots too.
Yes, Kathleen McLeod has the equal record, which I'm not too sure who
it
is.
I think it might have been Jess Murray.
Yeah, that's it, Jess Murray. Like, yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's 104 in a row.
Yeah, has Bevilacqua some nice moves, a little foot pass out the back to Sharp. Sharp tried to go back inside to Bevilacqua, and it was over the side, tapped away by Bulleen, so Sharp will inbound it from the baseline now. quickly inbounds the ball. Marino tried to take it into the paint, has to go outlet to Sharp. Sharp goes over the top to Whittle. Whittle's shot doesn't fall, and Grimer will do the rebounding. Hibbert now down the left wing, quickly comes up to Jackson, kicks it out to Davis when Bevel Aqua came to her. Davis' three-point attempt doesn't fall. Whittle just controls it before she falls out of court. Gives it on to Jackson, who gives it to Sharp to bring it down the right-hand side. Sharp, gives it to Jackson, who finds a lane all the way through. That's an easy layup. We're going to have to watch that because Lauren is good with the ball on the floor. Long pass going to Davis. Marino gets up and slaps it over the sideline as the subs start to roll. Abrams comes in for Sharp and Milner in for Butler. Butler not doing much wrong, but just looks like Coach Chambers wants to rotate.
It should be a good matchup here with Marino and Milner, both really quick and explosive.
Well, that goes it down to the right post, then gives it off to Kavanagh. Kavanagh leaves the shot short. It's 9-4, 6:30, and Jackson runs the floor, drives into Kavanagh, but the shot won't go. Grimer comes up with the rebound, gives it off to Davis, who comes down the right wing, gets to Marino, kicks it left to Milner. Milner with Bevel Aqua in front of her. Quickly to Hibbert. Hibbert to Davis, in off the glass. Davis 2 points, kicks it out. 9-6 now, Capitals lead. Abrams over the top to Whittle, low post left side, in the paint she turns, shot is short, and Davis will have a good block out work down by Kavanagh and gets the rebound, kicks it on to Hibbert. Hibbert finds Bevel Aqua up through the back. Oh, Hibbert all the way to the basket. The parting of the Red Sea there as Jackson and Whittle got out the way for her.
Yeah, that was a great move.
Talalee Bevel Aqua goes left side to Abrams. Abrams shoots over the top. Oh, Jackson! Hello, Kevin Abrams. 3 points once again. She loves that shot.
She's got a great shot from there. I think she hit like four against us the other week.
Yeah, certainly half a year out of the Price Stack WNBL, and now she is back in it with a vengeance. Grimer down the low post after Abrams and Hibbert have been wrestling around the perimeter. Grimer picks up another two. It's 10 points to 12. It's Bulleen just down by two here at the AIS Arena as Bevel Aqua goes all the way, and a cheap shot by Hibbert, just a big slap on the arm going up for the layup there on Bevel Aqua, which will send her to the line. Still, Bulleen now has settled down. Beattie and Hurst come in for Whittle and also Marina. I couldn't believe Jenny Whittle's feet after the AIS game. She had the shoes off on the court and the socks were absolutely red around the toes.
Oh, really?
The blood, both feet, just absolutely unbelievable what Jenny's putting herself through to stay in the Price Attack WNBL as Tally misses the first of the free throws. 5 minutes left to go in this first term. 2-10. Capitals lead by two. Jackson gets the tip back, but Milner, off like a terrier at the ball, manages to recapture it for Bulleen. Grimer sets a screen for Milner on Bevel Aqua. Didn't quite shake off Bevel Aqua, the best defensive player in the league so many times. Good work as Glorbitz gets the shoulder into Hurst, goes off to Kavanagh, but the underhand pass looking for, I'm not sure whether it's Hibbert or Grimer, gets intercepted by Abrams. Abrams then goes down the floor, gives it on the right wing to Hurst. Hurst over the top, was looking for a cutter at the baseline, no one there. In fact, Glorbitz is being said she touched it, and she wasn't happy with the call. Marino comes back in for Bevel Aqua, and Abrams will bring the ball back in for the Caps. Straight in to Marino, fakes the three, drives into the paint, puts the shot up, it was an air ball, and Hibbert will come down with it for Bulleen. Goes left side to Milner, Hurst watching her. Milner has options, puts it on the floor, backs out, tries to break Hurst away. Hibbert doesn't quite put on the screen, but it will go to her. Abrams in front of her, kicks it over to Kavanagh for three. She backs out quite nicely. Jackson was a bit late getting to her, but the shot's off the iron. Jackson will get the rebound at half court almost, gives it to Hurst, and Hurst's shot is short. Milner gets the rebound off Hurst and is off to the races. Milner brings it back at the elbow, right hand side. She kicks it out to Kavanagh after fakes, pumps the shot. It goes on to Hibbert. Beattie reaching over Grimer though, as the pass goes into Grimer, will be called for the foul. Well, I figured that Bulleen would try the running gun, and they have certainly done so. 2 point ball game as Zoe Carr, former Institute player, comes in, and former Capitals player as well, comes into the game. Inbound ball to Glorbitz, shot will count, and Whittle, I think, has been called for the foul. No, it's Beattie's second foul. So Whittle came back in for Jackson now, and I guess the luxury of that many talls is you can rotate them at will.
Yeah, definitely.
Lorbitz, shot from the free throw line, doesn't drop, and there's no way the Balloon Boomers could rebound with Whittle and Beattie boxing out. Hurst has the ball now, left side, lobs over the top. Will we see the hook shot?
Well,
yes we will.
Yep.
And kicks out to a 14-12 lead after it was all tied up at 12 all. 3:41 left to go in the term. Lorbitz just again, just keeping that body contact on Marino. Lorbitz finds the lane and will get it back to 14 points all, 3:30, and we have got a ball game. Left side now, Abrams. Kicks it in to Beattie. Abrams, oh, just loses the handle on it as Beattie had a nice little layoff with a good screen going. Walbitz has come in firing here. She's looked confident the moment she's hit the floor as Milner brings it over the half. Of course, Glorbitz, part of the successful AIS team that featured Jackson, Veal and co. As Zoe Carr's three-point attempt doesn't fall. Carr goes in. I thought she got a piece of Beattie that time as Beattie went to the ground when Carr was crashing on over the top. Almost looked like a full forward running at a full back when the ball was in flight that time. Zoe Carr crashed in hard. Tapped it over the baseline. No whistle on the play just when it was over the baseline. And the Caps will reset with 5:57. Abrams again, three-point attempt, hits the iron. Sharper, who's come back into the game, almost got the rebound. Now Glorbitz down the right wing. Will pull up at Abrams on the perimeter. Kicks it right side to Carr. Carr can three-point shoot. She sets herself now when Whittle didn't come to her. Oh, rattles again off the iron. Still 14 points apiece here at the arena. Hurst kicks it left side to Abrams, who tries to run the paint. Doesn't get the kick back to Beattie, and it will be a turnover as Hibbert hands it off to Milner. And Bulleen now look like they can settle down as they feel a lot more confident in this game. Hibbert, left side, Sharp watching her. In the paint is Grimer. Grimer tries the hook shot, gets her own rebound, then it's short again. Whittle gets it, and Hurst is off to the races down the left wing. Hurst now pulls up on the perimeter left-hand side, allows him to set. Beattie finds herself in the paint. Hurst ignores that, goes to the perimeter, and Whittle gives it to Abrams right side. Glorbitz watching her. Sharp bounce pass inside to Whittle. Milner gets there. Glorbitz can keep control of it. And I thought she might have lost the dribble there, Renee. Lucky call.
Yeah, definitely.
As Glorbitz brings it down the right side. Kicks it. Oh, Zoe Carr zigged when she should have zagged. She came in as Glorbitz was looking to go for a perimeter shot for her. Kavanagh will sit down. Carr will sit down. Kavanagh will come back in. As Hannett will get her first minutes for the Capitals this season. Abrams, Beattie sitting down with Jackson coming in as well. So what can Bulleen do to here? They haven't been able to get the lead yet.
No, but I think they're finding their way much more now than what they were in the beginning, so.
Sharp in the paint, shot is short. Hibbert has slapped it over the baseline trying to contest for the rebound. And, I thought that was all Hibbert, but they must have thought Sharp got some of it as well. And Milner. Milner, for one of the smallest players in the league, just is explosive. Oh, Bevel Aqua. Glorbitz gets Bevel Aqua to the ground, and Bevel Aqua is asking the question of the referee, what do I have to do to get a foul called against my opponent? Kavanagh strips Jackson, ball on the ground. Kavanagh comes up with it, gives it off to Hibbert as Sharp was going in after it, and a turnover. 1 minute left to play here in the first turn. Glorbitz sets for a three. Oh, man. Not a bad turnover. And Bulleen hit the front for the first time in the game. 17-14. Less than a minute. 45 seconds. 40 now as Whittle turns in the paint. Jeff Whittle gets her first points for the game. 17-16. 1 point in at 36 seconds left. So the Caps should have one more possession. Hibbert works on screen from Kavanagh, goes back to Kavanagh now, left elbow again, gets to Milner. Milner drives the paint on Hannett. Her shot was a bit too ambitious. Bevel Aqua lobs over the top to Sharp. Sharp will hold onto it. 18 seconds on the game clock now. And Bevel Aqua takes the point. four down was the fall on a hand over the top to Hannett. Hannett has it slapped, the pass slapped away by Jackson. Has to go back and get it. Kavanagh strips Jackson, and it will be a Capitals ball as Hibbert couldn't control it before it goes over the baseline. And great defense by Bulleen Renee. Capitals inbound it. 2 seconds left. Inbound pass to Jackson. Oh, no. Jackson puts up the shot. That's all too easy. We see that all too often in this price attack WNBL. Inbound pass to Jackson in the paint. But certainly Bulleen have come out, they've been physical, they've run the ball hard, and only 1 point down at the one break after trailing by 6 points in the early going. And, well, Bulleen have certainly stuck with their guns, and when things weren't going right with it early, they just decided they didn't make any big radical changes.
Yeah, they started off closing out, they're finding their way, and they're looking good, strong on defense as well.
The referees have allowed us to see a fairly physical game there, and well, I guess that's something that everyone here is enjoying, because we've seen a lot of contests for non-contact sport. You can certainly get away with a bit.
Yeah, you'd always rather have a bit of contact there. You don't want the referee to call the whistle every second.
I don't think we'd call it rugby at this stage. Yeah, we have seen a few games integrate into that stage, but it's been good, clean, just hard at the ball, and at the moment Capitals lead by one here at the first break. And, well, Buckle, assistant coach Buckle and Graff just having a combat before Coach Graff now will sit down with Whittle, Jackson, Sharp and Hannett. Also Ben Lacqua to talk about the plan. Bulleen always very quick out of a change as the stats come to hand. Looking at the leading scorers, 7 points with Desiree Warburts with that 1 3-pointer. 1-7. Bulleen shooting from the 3-point arc. It has been a plan of theirs to try and get those 3-point shots up, because the Caps are compressing their tools into the paint, so it is allowing them to have those shots over the top. For the Capitals, leading scorer on the floor line, Jackson with 8 points, 4 points to Jenny Whittle, then 3 to Kelly Abrams, 2 to Eleanor Sharp, and 1 to Angela Marino. Turnovers, interestingly, Capitals 7 turnovers to 3 for Bulleen, and that is why Bulleen are in this game after they had certainly been shut out of the early going.
Yep, the rebounds are even, 10 to Bulleen and 13 to the Caps.
Inbound ball now, Glorbitz, Milner, Hibbert, Grimer and Kavanagh on the floor for Bulleen. Bevilacqua, Whittle, Sharp, Hannett and Jackson as the pass to Hibbert from Milner in the paint. Well, Hibbert was in the paint, just didn't reach her, and it was another turnover. And so Caps will get the ball this time. Bevilacqua bringing it down. Brings it down the centre, stays centre on Milne. Oh, she could go herself here, runs to the left lane, then kicks it out to Sharp. It goes to Whittle. Jackson, turnaround jump shot. Oh, well, Jackson hasn't been on her game tonight either, missing a few easy ones, and 4 from 5, so 4 from 6 now, Craig. You've picked that one well. But, she's had a couple of air balls, so they don't get scored as shots, do they? Or missed shots. But Bevilacqua as Bulleen's turn down and the offensive end comes up short. Bevilacqua for 3, rattles in and out. That's down from Hennett to Jackson in the bank. And Jackson will get another 2. 20-17 out for a 3-point lead. Glorbitz drives hard. Just past Hannett, and Hannett will be called for her first personal foul. Didn't quite see she reach in there just as the layup was going up, Renee.
Could have gone without the call, but a bit of contact there.
And certainly Glorbitz not afraid to take the ball on. She knows a lot of these players extremely well.
And for her.
Yep, and it's all tied back up at 20 as she makes the extra. Sharp now kicks it back to Bevilacqua. Jackson at point. Then it goes left side to Hibbert. To Hannett, who has Hibbert watching her. Whittle out. And then Hannett drive hard into the paint. She gets the ball back. The shot doesn't fall, and good defense by Bulleen. We'll see the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers back with the ball. Kavanagh gets it from Milner. Hannett will slap the pass away from Grimer in the paint, and Bulleen again will get the ball from the baseline as Angela Marino looks to come into the game for Tully Bevilacqua. And I think Bulleen have the Capitals a little bit rattled at this stage.
Yeah, they're definitely attacking the basket well. Glorbeck's last couple of drives.
Holly Grimer with Whittle watching her, just holds onto the ball for almost, almost a full-time measure, but then hands it off to Milner. Three seconds.
Pass.
Grimer in the paint, but it bounces around. Grimer comes back, gets a rebound, puts it back up again, and Grimer gets Bulleen out to a 22-20 game, and it is a close one here at the arena tonight. 8 minutes left in the first half, and Marino sets up round the screen from Whittle, kicks it out to Hannett for three, off the front of the iron, over the back of the backboard. It hits the top of the backboard on its way through, so it will be a Bulleen ball from the end. And well, I'm just surprised at the moment that the Capitals do look like they're in so much sixes and sevens. They would have expected a hard running game, and the talls would have known they would have been rotated a lot because it was going to be so quick. Glorbitz kicks it out to Kavanagh for three. Jackson again off her, and Kavanagh hits it.
Yeah.
This team is so good around the perimeter. I'm surprised they're playing I'm surprised they're playing that's half step off the players on the perimeter.
Yeah, definitely.
Long pass from the Capitals looking for Jackson on the fast transition was just out of her reach. It went over the baseline, and Bulleen will get another possession. It's 25-20, 7:30 left to go in the half. Bulleen lead. And has taken what has turned out to be a better crowd than it was looking early.
Yeah, a lot of people have turned up, haven't they?
Yeah, they've turned up late. And this time Bulleen carry it down, losing control of it as the pass to Grimer at the baseline isn't good. And Caps will bring it in once again through Sharp to Marino. But yeah, the crowd has filled out here, and Bulleen have taken them out of the game by getting in front by five. Hannett in the paint to Whittle, turnaround jumper, doesn't fall. Grimer doing a wealth of rebounding. Her stats are, well, Grimer with five total rebounds, three in the defensive end in the first quarter, and she's picked up two already this quarter. As Glorbitz again drives hard at the basket and comes up rewarded. And really, Glorbitz backing herself, and considering she normally starts on the bench, she has been a great pickup.
Big impact off the bench.
As Sharp gives it off to Jackson in the paint, and Jackson will return it as both Sharp cutting hard with Jackson following her in. And when Sharp pulled up in front of a defender, she was just able to off it to Jackson to put it in. 27-22, 5.4 game, 6:26 left to go in the half. As of this time, Kylie Jordan has Sharp reaching in on her, slapping the ball away. Looked like Sharpie just might have hurt her hand as she was going in there as well. And of course, Kylie Jordan had a good game against the Tude on Friday night, building her confidence up.
Yep.
As Beattie Abrams and Marina in four. Hannah Whittle. And Jordan makes the first. I can't believe Kelly Jordan was in the act of shooting then. The ball was still down low. A fairly generous call, but Jordan makes both of the free throws. And it's out to 29-22 as the ball inside to Jackson. Fade away jump shot. Yes, love to come to the basketball and watch that sort of thing.
She threw three plays as well.
As Butler back in for the Bulleen side. Over the top to Kavanagh, almost lost the handle on it in the paint. Goes back to Glorbitz. Glorbitz has an eternity to set off the back of the iron, and Marino comes up with the ball. Marino still working right side. Butler, Jackson just says, I'll take it for three. No one's going to watch me. Jordan will come up with the rebound, though. Gets it quickly on left side to Butler. She's got Glorbitz right side. Primer on the right side in the paint. And once again, I can't believe that so many lanes have opened up for Bulleen.
Yeah, they just keep attacking, and Capitals aren't getting back quick enough, which is looking good for them.
31 plays 24. Perhaps four games already in the price attack. WNBL's the difference. The Caps have only played one. And Marino's three-point attempt falls off the back of the iron. Jordan comes up with it. Jordan gives it to Grimer at the elbow, who had just stopped Kavanagh from downtown. Can't get the shot to drop. And Jackson does the rebounding through Abrams onto Sharp left wing. Sharp stops at Jordan. Goes back to Jackson. Then Abrams. Fake pumps for a three. Glaubert's watching her. Then goes over the top to Jackson. Jackson through heavy traffic. Doesn't drop again. And a ball touched by Larissa Kavanagh before it goes over the baseline. And the changes will be run. Devlak were in for Sharp. Hibbert and Davis for Glaubert and Kavanagh. I guess this is the trouble because Kavanagh is coming off now. A chance for the Caps to attack again.
Hopefully with Hibbert back in she can light up.
Devlakra gives it to Abrams.
Nice.
And Abrams cuts the path to the basket, but the layup doesn't fall. And Grimer does the rebounding. Hits it to Hibbert. Hibbert out to Davis. Hibbert back again. Layup doesn't fall. Jordan does the rebounding. Outlets to Butler through Grimer. Then on to Davis. Beattie kicks at the pass going inside to Hibbert. And Kerry Graff. She wants to have a tour to the Transact Capital. As the Wooleen Boomers leading here in the first half. It's 31-24. And, things going perfectly now for the Wooleen Melbourne Boomers. And even when they have offensive plays that aren't coming off, they're somehow out-rebounding a team that has at least a half a metre on just about every player on the floor.
And Kylie George just picked up two offensive rebounds.
And, when you look at this program that Bulleen's put together, they use a lot of juniors. They've been very fortunate. Frog, also Glaubert, Davis, Grimer, Butler. In fact, the five that they're using now all coming through the AIS program. I think Larissa Kavanagh came through the AIS. Certainly Zoe Carr did as well. So really only Milne and Jordan haven't had the AIS experience. But all really come from that region where the Bulleen is so good at producing good players. So it's not a problem for you. You came out of the New South Wales program.
Yeah. Down in Wollongong.
And this year, a lot of your teammates you would be familiar with because a big group of New South Wales girls came into
like
the program.
Seven of us.
So it sort of comes in cycles.
Yes, it does. There's only two Victorians this year, which is apparently a bit odd.
Davis goes over the top as they start up again. Hibbert over the top to Holly Grimer. Air ball. Jackson does the rebounding. She gets a pass in front of Marino. Marino runs onto it, but Marino tries to kick it away to Abrams. I don't think that was a percentage move then because Abrams had Jordan. All she was going to do is crash Jordan in that position.
Right.
So I reckon Marino should have gone herself then. Butler, bounce pass over to Grimer. Grimer, ball on the floor. A nice little hooky there as takes out Abrams at the same time. Doesn't fall. And it's Jackson getting it onto Bevilacqua. Over the top to Marino. Marino fakes a three. Jordan in front of her. Oh, interesting call there. Jordan will get the call on her. I don't know that there was a foul there.
Oh, neither do I.
Jordan was certainly working her, but I don't think she actually slapped her hand or anything. But anyway, ref's in a closer position than us. Bevilacqua gets the inbound pass, goes right side again to Marino. Abrams now over the top to Jackson in the paint, and Hibbert will just get, she got herself into a tough position because Jackson was always going to fall back into her.
That's right.
And there was nothing
to come across and help.
Yeah. So Jackson will go to the line. 31-24, 3:31 left to go in the half, and Hibbert picks up her first personal foul. Jackson makes the first. And the second on its way off the back of the iron. Grimer will eventually come up with the rebound after some good boxing out. Hibbert, Grimer, and also Butler just really shut down the Canberra side from getting at it. Grimer now drives to the baseline, puts the shot up over Beattie, another air ball. So Holly's just lost the range here as the quick kick to Abrams. Jordan does a good job, gets the hands up, but Abrams is able to work with him. And Will They put up the points in 31-27 as this time Cheryl Chambers wants to have a chat to the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, and the Caps this time looking a lot more set in offence after that timeout.
Yeah, the Caps definitely have momentum now. Bulleen had it, now they've lost it a bit.
So a strategic timeout here, do you think, as much as anything else, knowing that we're inside the last 3 minutes, Cheryl still had two timeouts to use. So as much as anything else, because they hadn't really changed the way they'd been playing, just Holly hadn't been able to hit those shots when she'd been down there.
Yeah, she's making good moves there, it's not dropping.
Someone reached in there and slipped some glad wrap over it. But, well, I guess a couple of air balls there
that's
too.
True.
So. It is frustrating for a coach when you see that, but, well, Bulleen have had the four runs in the Price Attack WNBL this season, and Renee, I guess they've had wins in overtime, they've been building confidence through winning, but they've also been getting match condition too, where the Caps have only had their one run against you, then a week off.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess in a way Bulleen's had an advantage, they've had slightly more games than the Caps have.
Glorbitz Butler, great pass to Butler, who looked like she was going to be double-teamed there, but she managed to outrun the trap. Davis also, Grimer and Hibbert out there for Bulleen. Bevelak were Abrams, Beatty, Jackson, and Jackson doing it. Jackson tried to intercept the pass, but it slapped back down to Bulleen. Hibbert hooked up a speculator, it hit the side of the glass, and Sinclair out for her first look at the game. For the Caps, so I think I was calling the wrong player there, but it's definitely Sinclair now. Working right side is Bevelacqua, drives the right lane, kicks it out to Abrams for three. Oh, again it doesn't fall. Jackson and Grimer contesting for the rebound. Grimer gets the tap onto Hibbert, who goes right side to Glorbitz, back to Hibbert. Hibbert now goes to Grimer, turnaround jump shot from about 18 feet, doesn't fall again, and that is Grimer's strong suit, so her game's just left her at the moment, which will be frustrating everyone, as this is Sinclair into Tracy Beatty, and Beatty now will get her first score of the game, and picks up an easy little turnaround jumper. As Butler drives in hard now, Bevelak will be called for the reach-in foul. So this could be a bit of a settler now, as Butler's going to go to the line. Kavanagh back in for Katie Davis. And Butler doesn't make the first, leaves it short. Butler, second shot on its way, makes that all net, and Milner comes in for Butler. So we're back to a three-point ball game here at the AIS Arena. Capitals 29, trail, Bulleen by 32, and that's something you don't see too often. Someone tapping the ball away from Tully Bevelacqua. Abrams to bring it back in. Over the top to Jackson, kicks it onto Beatty, goes across court to Sinclair. Inside to Abrams. And, well, the crowd like it because Glorbitz has been called against Glorbitz. And that will be, I think, her first personal foul. And I think that was a bit of a Bronx cheer there because they felt she's had a dream run. As Abrams works around Glorbitz. Good work there, Renee.
It's a great move.
Hibbert will bring it back for Bulleen as Hibbert gets to Sinclair, kicks out to Glorbitz for three. You like that foul? Here's a three-pointer to return the favour. 35 plays 31 as Bevelacqua brings the ball back down the left side. Looks to go over the top to Jackson. Jackson turns around in the paint. Grimer had a hand up in the face. Beatty tries to wrestle with a jump ball. Hibbert will get the foul called against Beatty as... Yeah, that'll be Tracy Beatty's third personal foul. And Hibbert did a good job there, just wrestled, managed to bring the ball around far enough that Tracy could only foul her in trying to wrestle for the ball.
Yep.
Grimer to inbound it. Bevelak were watching Milner. Milner, well, brings it over the half, kicks it left side to Hibbert. Hibbert gets a screen from Kavanagh. Sharp back out on the floor for the Capitals now as Grimer right side puts the ball on the floor, then goes right side further to Glorbitz. Working around the perimeter. Milner puts the ball on the floor. Bevilacqua reaches in. Oh, Milner puts up a speculator on the buzzer. It didn't hit the ring, so it will be a turnover. Whittle back in for Beattie. And Abrams to bring the ball in for the Capitals, gives it to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua gives the Caps the thumbs up. Sharp breaks on the right wing. Bevilacqua goes straight down to the paint. Milner tries to block the shot. Jackson will go in after it, and Kavanagh's going to be called for the reach-in foul on Jackson. So, very aggressive defense from Bulling. And, well, I would have thought that might have been in the act of shooting that time as Jackson was going back up.
Yeah, I thought they might have scored two shots.
Yeah, no. Sharp in
front. Oh,
Hibbert with a big steal. Abrams kick pass. Abrams comes back for a steal. Such a steal. Sharp. So Abrams now will look up. 18 seconds to go. Milner watching her as she hands off to Beattie. To Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua sets the play, running down the clock. 9.7 seconds left on the half. Bevilacqua kicks it off to Whittle for the jump shot. Rattles round. And Kavanagh jumps off to Milner, who was watching the clock as much as she was watching the ball coming at her. And it is half time. Bulleen leading Canberra at the AIS Arena, 35-31. And, I know the crowd didn't expect this scoreline, but Bulleen would be absolutely thrilled to be in the lead at the long break.
Definitely.
We thought the Bulleen wouldn't be able to get their inside game working at all with the strength of the Talls in the Capitals team, but that's not been the case. They've been very confident and they've been able to find quick cuts at the basket.
Glorbitz is going, I reckon she's had about four drives to the basket, going hard, taking on her player plus the help, and she's done a good job of that, and then rotating the ball, and they've got some good three-point shots.
It is an interesting position we see the game in as we go to halftime. It is the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers leading the Canberra Transact Capitals 35-31. Second half is underway as Bevilacqua will get the ball inside to Sharp, going high to Jackson, and Jackson just couldn't get a handle on the pass as Milner brings the ball back down to Davis. Davis has Marino watching her. Kavanagh now right side. First minute of the second half goes inside to Grimer. Grimer puts up the shot, just doesn't fall, gets the ball, rebound to fall back in her hand, but the second shot slapped away by Whittle, and Sharp will bring it back down. As Llewellyn Tomlinson, who join us here in just a moment as we rotate through the AIS for special comments today, and Milner will set up the play over the top to Hibbert. Hibbert now on the right hand side, and pull up jumper from the elbow, doesn't fall, slapped away by Kavanagh, and it falls into the hands of Hibbert again, so she will outlet now to Milner, and Milner will set the play. Milner goes right side to Hibbert. Hibbert goes around to Grimer. Grimer over the top of Whittle. All net. And holy, Grimer finally finds the way back to the basket. 37 plays 31. Llewellyn Tomlinson now set up. And, good afternoon, Llewellyn.
Hello. How's it going?
Not too bad. We might just move that mic. Sorry. As it goes back inside to Jackson. And Jackson will turn around quite easily on Grimer to get that 2 points in, 37-33. Milner now sets up to Kavanagh, and Hibbert over the top to Grimer. Grimer backs away, gives it back to Hibbert. Grimer sets a screen on Sharp. Hibbert, 3 points. Well, you know these players very well. You've seen them down there in Melbourne quite a bit, training with them, I believe, over the years.
Yeah, last year I trained with them.
From Jenny Whittle as Bevilacqua brought the ball down, kicked it out to Whittle, and Whittle shoots over the top of Kavanagh from straight in front, hits the three, 40 plays 36. Grimer now right side back to Milne. Milne bounce pass into Kavanagh. Kavanagh jump shot, doesn't get the roll she wants, and Jackson will come up with it, gives it to Bevilacqua. And Well, an impressive start by Bulleen here, leading into the first half.
Yeah, definitely. They've been together for a few years now and in their game.
Whittle will get another two points in the paint, back to a two-point ball game as Hibbert sets up. Hibbert now tries to get around Sharp. Sharp falls off her, so Hibbert will go with an 18-footer, doesn't fall. Whittle does the rebounding. As Bevilacqua kicks it out to Marino, Jackson, then to Whittle again for three. Whittle hit the front with 7 minutes left to go in the third term. Whittle and Sharp will sit down as the timeout. Well, I thought a timeout's being called. Bit of confusion there. No timeout's been called because if Coach Graff calls the timeout, they've got to be in possession of the ball, and Grimer for Bulleen was about to get it. So, just a bit of confusion there. We see problems at the start of your games with scoreboards, and now a real confusion with the coach calling of the team off the court.
Yeah.
Whittle, though, after 3 three-point shots, ball going inside to Hibbert. Whittle will get the reach-in foul on Hibbert, and Hibbert will go to the line. Yep. So, well, these girls you have trained with, and I guess one of the reasons why they're looking so good is that settled nature of the team.
Yeah, definitely. They all get along really well, and they gel together as a group, and they've got lots of experience there.
Hibbert makes the first of the free throws, misses the second. It's 41 points apiece with 6:50 left to go in the quarter as Bevilacqua Whittle had a bit of a tete-a-tete with Kavanagh, and Kavanagh's gone for a holding foul. Well, an interesting call there.
Yeah, she's not very happy about it either.
Well, who is? Who is ever happy with a line ball call? Hannett's looking to come back into the game for Coach Graff. Bevilacqua Abrams gets the pass as Milner was trying to get away from Jackson, but Jackson too strong, and will make it 43-41. It looks like the Caps are a lot more settled here in this third term now. Kavanagh over the top to Hibbert, reaching in was Abrams, her first personal foul. And has it surprised you how Bulleen have been able to get this this game going and have been able to find the ball inside as much?
Yeah, definitely. They're playing really well. I think having a game against us was a good start, and they're definitely set to make the finals this year. They're impressed with the team.
Glorbitz now comes back into the game, gives it to Grimer for three off the back of the iron. Whittle does the rebounding, gives it immediately to Bevilacqua, who runs the floor down the right wing, goes left wing to Abrams, who just doesn't quite to get the pass as cleanly as he likes. Gives it to Hannah, who puts a 3-point shot, doesn't fall, but Jackson in the paint will get it back in there. 45 plays 41. Bully need to find some offensive moves. Milner now goes to Grimer. Grimer to Hibbert. No, Grimer holds onto it. Gives it back to Glorbitz. Hannett watching her. Glorbitz tries to run the right-hand lane, then has to back it out to Kavanagh. Kavanagh into the paint. Blocks the shot. Well, that's something we've seen a lot of from you this season, Ron. A few blocked shots there. You want to get in there?
I think it runs from the family.
Of course, your father working with us at your last game.
Yep.
He had to control himself there a few times, wasn't happy with some of the calls. But you got him. Probably you were too happy with him either when you reached in there, had all ball and were called for a flapping foul.
Yep.
Have you found, well, you managed to get into the AIS program late last year when Caitlin and a few of the other tools of the AIS were having injury problems. How have you found it this year, full-time in the program again?
Yeah, it's been really exciting this year. We went to the World Championships in July, and it was a great experience for us all, and to have the train against Caitlin and Melissa Smith has been good for my game, and because they're so strong, helped with my strength abilities, and I've made the improvements, I think, this year.
It's vastly different in the Christchurch WNBL to what you would have been playing in the under 18s
and
other championships you played in.
Yep.
How do you find adjusting to that sort of pace?
You've just got to work your way into it. The strength abilities, like, a huge thing for me, and I guess it all comes with time.
Bulleen inbound at the Globitz, and Globitz does a Jackson in the paint, puts it straight up on the buzzer. It's 45, Capitals lead 43, Bulleen, as the Capitals have been firing here in the third term. Hannett now right-hand side. Hannett with the ball on the floor, just backs away again. Out pass into Jackson on the lane, right side, kicks it out to Bevel Aqua for three. Millen took it from makes the shot, 48 plays 43, and well, Bulleen have to really start to reset their defences. Hibbert goes into the layup move. The basket doesn't count, but it is Abrams who has been called for a pretty soft foul.
Yeah, Canberra definitely stepped up this quarter.
Second personal foul for Abrams as Globitz will inbound it from the sideline. Goes right side to Milner. Milner trying to get away from Bevel Aqua. Bevel Aqua slaps it onto Jackson to Bevel Aqua. Layup. The Capitals starting to move it up into another gear, and I don't know that they've reached fourth yet. Grimer goes right side to Hibbert. Hibbert now, bounce pass inside to Kavanagh. Kavanagh out to Hibbert, across to Milner. Milner set for three, all net. Milner, fantastic perimeter player, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. Her shot's come a long way.
Marino looking to sub in now for Bevel Aqua. Not sure if, well, it wasn't a blood rule because no one's gone over to her. So Marino straight back into the game. Interesting matchup, Marino and Milner. Goes to Sharp over the top to Jackson. Jackson, oh, shot didn't fall. Grimer got a piece of Jackson and the ball. That ball falls down to Globitz, who brings it forward. Now right wing is Kavanagh. Back to Globitz, no one watching her, and she'll hit another three. 1 point ball game, 50-49, and Bulleen can do this to you. You might think you're getting away, but then they just bang a few threes in.
Yeah, and Globitz is having a great game today.
Yeah, she's having a day out. Marino inside to Jackson. Jackson over the top of Grimer. Whittle does the rebounding. Whittle has to rebound her own shot. Puts it up again. This time Grimer can come up with the defensive rebound. Kicks it on to Milner. And Milner's off to the races. Off to Kavanagh. Kicks out to Globitz. Globitz sets for the three. Drives into the paint. Tries to put a layup. And Jackson's been called for the foul. And, well, probably a bit more animated than you when you get called for a foul when you've had all ball.
Yep.
Best player in the world can do that too. But, well, you've certainly been around basketball for a long time. Is there players that you've tried to model yourself after?
I'm not a really big fan of watching basketball. I'd rather be out there running up and down the court myself. But I don't know, I get ideas from watching all kinds of people.
Globitz makes the first. All tied up now, 50 points apiece, with the shot to come. Globitz rolls it in, and Bulleen back to the front with 3:42 left to go in the quarter. Of course, interesting now that, well, you've come from a two-team town. You're back into a two-team town, so the opportunity is you can watch your opposition if they play the Capitals before you, and likewise, you can, well, see perhaps what you should have done in a situation like this weekend where you're watching the team that played you on Friday night.
Yeah, definitely.
No,
could have put us on the front foot if we had have been able to watch the lane first.
Sharp tries to drive into the paint. I think Globitz has been called for the reach-in foul there, and Sharp will go to the line to shoot two. One thing about Cheryl Chambers is that she's really, as far as refereeing goes, she has a team of angels, because very rarely does the Bulleen Boomers get into the bonus.
Yeah.
Does Cheryl talk a lot about that in her training? Have you heard her talk about the fact that, you know, you don't want to give away cheap fouls?
Yeah, no, they're very well named, my
stage. Well, Sharp makes both of the free throws, 52-51. The Caps lead as Hibbert has the ball in her hands, works in the paint, kicks it out to Grimer. 18-foot jumper from Grimer, rings in and out. Beattie does the rebounding. as Beattie is in. Jackson, pass, long pass, gives it to Abrams, doesn't fall. Jackson does the rebounding. Cromer with a great block on the shot, and she will eventually see the ball rattle away to Glorbitz. Bounce pass to Hibbert. Hibbert turns around, jump shot. Cromer trying to get the rebound. Abrams slaps it away as Glorbitz gets into sharp, great control on the sideline there. That was a nice little turn pivot.
Yeah, definitely.
Abrams working now right side to Marino. Marino, ball on the floor, drives the baseline, shovel shot from Marino, doesn't fall, and Milner will stand her ground, and the offensive charge going against Marino. She set herself and then didn't flinch.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great matchup between Marino and Milner.
Yeah, about the same height, and both quick, very quick across the floor. Milner kicks it on to Glorbitz. Glorbitz over the top to Katie Davis. Davis puts the ball on the floor, and Hibbert now. Hibbert, jump shot from the three-point arc, doesn't fall. Milner and Bevilacqua wrestling after it. Sharp comes up with it. Milner tried to go in and wrestle for it, but eventually Sharp's determination will get the ball off to Abrams, and Abrams now looking to back it in on Davis. Davis reached around, just lost control of it a little bit, did Abrams, with Davis's pressure, but then goes left side, finds it to Sharp, who tries to run Glorbitz. Oh. Glorbitz gets the piece of Sharp. Glorbitz not happy with the call, and it looked like Sharp had released the ball at the time where the arm was contacted, which I think in the letter of the law isn't contact, is it?
No, it isn't.
Glorbitz just talking with the refs, and Jackson also having a chat to the referees as well, as Sharp lines up at the free throw line, making the first of the two, 53-51, as the Capitals are out. Capitals are in the bonus, and Bulleen sitting on 14 fouls. Sharp makes 1 minute 50 seconds left to go in the third term, and it's a 3-point ball game. Hibbert goes right side to Davis. Davis, ball on the floor, drives into the paint, puts up the shot herself. Beattie's there to do the rebounding, gives it off to Abrams, and Abrams now brings it down into Jackson, out to Sharp. Sharp cutting back, and comes up with another good 2 points as Bevilacqua and Milne wrestling for the ball. Tully gets a piece of the ball, but it still will be the Bulleen's. It will be Bulleen's ball from the baseline as Bevilacqua slapped it over the baseline. Sitting down is Abrams as Nat Hurst comes back out onto the floor. Another interesting matchup there with Hurst and Milner. Also two quick players working on each other as Grimer on the three-point arc at the top of the key. Goes right side to Davis. Oh, Sharp strips Davis. Starting to see the wheels come loose on the Bulleen wagon here as Sharp will go outlet to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua sets the play. Last minute of the third term now. Bulleen setting up for defense. Oh, Bevilacqua gets an opportunity to set the three-pointer. Rattles off the iron. Davis comes down with a rebound in defense. Kicks it long to Hibbert. Hurst gets her hand on the pass coming in. Hurst just reached up that time and was able to get a piece of it. So, Bulleen, 46 seconds. Left in the turn. Kicks it long to Glorbitz. Glorbitz had a foot on the paint of the arc. Shot didn't fall. Jackson rebounds it, kicks it to Bevilacqua, now Sharp on the right side. Goes back to Jackson. Jackson out to Hurst. Hurst just holding on to it now. 29 seconds left, 9 on the shot clock at the elbow left side. It's Bevilacqua, kicks it out to Jackson. Back to Bevilacqua at the point. Hurst sets the 3. Off the iron, hits the glass. Oh, Beattie had it fall into her hand. Now it's Davis for Bulleen. Hibbert right side. Back to Milner, 10 seconds left. Milner setting the last play of the term, 56-51. Bulleen want to close this off. Hibbert for 3, off the iron, and time beats the Bulleen Melbourne Cougars at 3/4 time, 56-51, the Capitals lead, and Milner Thompson and really to the Capitals' advantage that quarter. They managed to turn around the deficit into a lead, and looked a lot more confident out there.
Yeah, I think they've got a great advantage with their height and able to rebound the ball well over Bulleen.
the difference that time, though, Bulleen just didn't seem to match up when Capitals went into a quick transition.
Yeah, didn't have the ability to run back on defensive trends and chase them down the court. I think they're getting a bit tired now, but they'll pull through, hopefully.
Certainly, we know where your allegiances lie with the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers here. Of course, one of the few Victorians in the AIS team this year.
Yeah, definitely Victorians have gone astray in the AIS at the moment. Last year having five, and this year having, there's only two of us left now, so.
Interesting how it cycles round where the good juniors are coming from every year.
They
just find a different place. Of course, South Australia regularly have at least one member of the program.
Yep. With many more coming in next year.
And of course, for Elise Shearing, a very different sort of program for her, because coming from the ACT, she doesn't have to actually be on campus.
No, she gets the luxury of being able to train with us and live out of the AIS.
So she doesn't get that away from the family experience that you get.
Yeah, no.
All right, looking at the stats for for three quarters of the game, it was the Capitals winning that quarter 25-16. Turnovers for the back in front there, only the 9 turnovers to the 12 for the Capitals. But Holly Reimer, 12 points, that's who we expected to lead the end. It's Desiree Glorbitz with 22, leading for the Bulleen. For the Capitals, it is Lauren Jackson with 21, next best, Jenny Whittle with 12. As Glorbitz, Milner, Grimer, Hibbert and Kavanagh back out onto the floor for the final term here at the AIS Training Hall. We're set to go. Bevilacqua, Hurst, Jackson, Whittle and Abrams for the Capitals, as it will be Bulleen to restart the play. Over the top, Milner goes to Kavanagh. Kavanagh now has Grimer down baseline right side, kicks it out to Milner for three off the back of the iron, but Milner got her own rebound in amongst the tall timber of Whittle, Jackson and Abrams. Milner back to Grimer. Grimer goes inside to Hibbert. Hibbert double teamed. Her shot was looked like partially blocked by Abrams. Jackson came up with the ball and Bevilacqua off to the races, sets it right side to Hurst. Back into Whittle, but Kavanagh and Whittle wrestling for the ball. Just the flapping to and fro between the bodies there ended up Caps ball from the baseline. And what a great play by Milner then.
Yeah, definitely take on the two tallest players in the league.
And well, Hurst pass ineffective to Whittle. Milner looks trapped, but eventually can go over the top to Kavanagh. Kavanagh will give it back to Milner now. I guess left side, Glorbitz working on Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua's called for the foul. Crowd don't like it. Glorbitz says something there to Kerry Graff as she's walking over the sideline. Probably doing it all day, about time she got pinged for it. Right side, Milner. Hurst watching her. Hurst just backs away, almost gets trapped by Kavanagh there. Milner going at the line, just couldn't get the layup to drop. So Hurst called for the foul. That is her first personal foul and sends Milner to the line. But Bulleen, well, they've regrouped here. They're down by five. Milner all net the first free throw. How's she normally go in the training run? Is she a good free throw?
Yeah, definitely.
Makes both. Whittle inbounds the ball to Hurst. Bevilacqua now gets still in the backcourt. Glorbitz watching her. Jackson holding Grimer at the top of the key. Whittle now, Kavanagh on her. Bevilacqua left side to Hurst, over the top to Jackson. Bevilacqua has an eternity set for a three. Glorbitz didn't go to her. As the ball back to Whittle, out to Bevilacqua. Now Hurst runs the lane. The shot wasn't in time. It didn't make it. And a violation defense from Bulleen. Fantastic, Llewellyn.
Yeah, definitely.
They ran the clock out and forced the Caps not even to be able to get a shot up in the 24-second shot clock. Now, Kavanagh bounce pass over to Grimer. Grimer's shot doesn't fall. Holly had patches in this game. She's been on fire and then just not been able to get the shots to fall for her as well. Abrams left side to Bevilacqua. Whittle Outlet to Abrams over the top. Oh, it's Kavanagh who manages to cut off that pass from Whittle. Gives it off to Milner as we bring it back down. Hibbert. Bounce pass, looking for Grimer as Abrams will eventually wrestle back onto it. Abrams and Jackson work it out the backcourt, and it looks like Jackson is tired.
Looks like a few of them are tired out there. Yeah. Subs are in need.
Davis going to come back in for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers along with Sharp for the Capitals. Makes the three and kicks it further out for the Capitals with 7:30 left to go in the final term. 59 plays 53 as Glorbit digs down along with Abrams, Sharp for the Caps and Davis for Bulleen. And yeah, we could expect probably a lot of rotations here in this last term. Would be a tiring game as both teams have really gone up tempo. Hibbert on the right lane, turnaround jump shot's good and narrows the back 59-55. What do Bulleen have to do here?
I think they need to keep hustling after the ball on D.
Certainly Katie Davis.
Get open front foot.
Katie Davis tried to work hard on... Tried to work hard on Whittle. Whittle inside there, just getting fouled by Kavanagh. And Kavanagh's certainly asking the question. It's Whittle with two shots, but Davis there coming back into the game and just probably wasn't quite ready for a quick break that quick and just got caught behind there. Whittle. First is all net. You've played this Capitals team. How hard is it to go up against the tall Timber?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, and not only are they tall, Jackson's also very strong.
Of course, Whittle making both shots, 61-55. Kavanagh, ball with Jackson in front of her. Top of the key, goes right side to Grimer, back over to Kavanagh, Jackson's still there, oh, tries to hand off the pass to herself, and then Kavanagh puts it back in from the left lane. Not in the playbook, that one, and I know Coach Chambers has a big playbook.
Yeah, she does. I had a bit of trouble myself learning all those offenses last year.
Jackson tries to put it up, Grimer slaps it away, but Sharp will come up with the rebound, goes over to Marino. Marino now sets up Milne coming to her. She goes to the right wing. Foul on Marino this time. Milner this time. So two fouls apiece. First personal on Sharon Milner. Sharp inbounds it to Marino. Sharp really wanted to go straight into the paint then. Marino goes left side to Bevilacqua. In the paint is Jackson. The shot didn't fall, and Grimer's being called for a foul. Did Grimer actually get a piece of Jackson then?
No, it's just straight up and down.
Tough one there, but Jackson goes to the line. 61-57. Three-point ball game can open up to five here with Jackson at the line. And Jackson makes the first. 6 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the game. And the Caps, outside of the first really 3 minutes of this game, Llewellyn haven't really been in control of it. Certainly on the scoreboard, they've had patches where they've had the run of the floor though.
Yes.
Bevilacqua not happy with the call. And Bevilacqua will have her third personal foul called on her as she slapped the ball away from Katie Davis. And was deemed to have a piece of the arm of Davis at the same time. Bevilacqua certainly not happy with that call. Inbound pass from the side. Marino gets the steal. And Marino's off to the races. A shovel shot at the end of it. 5 plays 57. And, the foul worked out against the Bulleen Boomers in the end. Kavanagh goes to Grimer. Grimer at the top of the key. All net. Holly has got a great shot.
Yeah, definitely. She's worked hard on that over the past year.
Abrams looks to go inside to Jackson. Jackson was so concerned about Grimer. Hibbert came up on the other side, got the steal. Davis off to Kavanagh, rattles off the iron, sharp rebound. Sharp now, hands it off to Whittle. The Tall's just not running at all for the Capitals now. Such has been the pace of this game. 5 minutes left. Sharps to Jackson on the perimeter. Right side, Marino. Milner in front of her. Over the top to Whittle. Whittle just has to watch out for hit it coming off the top. And then Thump takes the puck, puts it back in. 5 minutes left. The Caps lead by 67-59. And, well, Beattie looking to come into the game. Whittle's going to have a bit of a break as I think we'll see the starting five for a good portion of the rest of this 5 minutes, Llewellyn.
Yeah. Paul Kimber and the long reach is a bit too much of the lean at the moment.
They were very successful getting the ball in, and particularly not getting the ball in and out so much that they were doing to you on Friday night, but getting the ball into hard cuts at the basket. And the Caps seem to not have given them as many avenues to cut hard at the basket.
Yeah, definitely the Caps are getting after them on the deep end, staying right with them, and every time they cut, they're just jumping to the ball and doing the right thing.
A tough job for the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers, but obviously defensive stops are going to be the order of the day for Bulleen to claw back this lead, which is now the biggest for the Capitals of the game. 8 points, 67 played, 59. 5 minutes and 1 second left. Bulleen will have the ball from the baseline. And I guess you girls have had a chance to reflect about your game against Bulleen. And what have you thought about this Bulleen team? You naturally have got a soft spot for it, but what are the rest of the, what are the New South Welshmen think of this Bulleen team?
They're definitely a very talented team. They like to get the ball and run for it, and love to get the fast breaks. They quickly did a great job at getting after us, and we didn't look quite ready to battle with their strength.
Well, Milner put up a three-point shot. It didn't fall. Then a quick break down the other end. Jackson put it in, 69-59. Then the next ball down the court, Abrams got called for a phantom, if you were asking me. She was nowhere near the player. She got called for a foul. In fact, she ended up on a backside. So how was she grabbing? Abrams slapped it straight back at Hibbert on the inbound pass, and it still will be the Bulleen ball as Glorbit comes in for Davis. So, sacrificing a bit of height to get Glorbit back into the game, but Glorbit has been a go-to ball.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Milner now. Great screen by Glorbit. Milner will put up an 18-foot jump shot from the baseline to bring it back to an 8-point ball game. 69-61, 4:17 left to run on the game. Marino right side. Milner watching her, goes to Sharp, top of the key. Jackson hands it almost immediately onto her. Abrams fakes the three-point attempt, goes to the elbow, doesn't fall. Grimer brings in the rebound and gives it off to Hibbert. This is a chance to close down the gap. Glorbit, Hibbert. Hibbert fakes the shot as Sharp comes to her. Kavanagh works it in. The underhand layup didn't work. Beattie was back there, and Kavanagh just about mugged Beattie that time. Gives it off now at half court. Abrams sets the play. Sharp, right side, looking for Beattie, cutting, gives it to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson shot short. Grimer comes down with the rebound, gets it in front of Milner. Milner runs to the right wing, pulls up at Jackson, backs away, looking for a screen from Kavanagh. Kavanagh goes back into the corner, finds her over the top to Grimer. Beattie just reaches in and slaps it away with arrogance. Kavanagh gets it back, forces the shot, and the shot doesn't fall. Beattie does the rebounding, and Bulleen are going to have to create more here in offense, Llewellyn.
Yeah, and they need to start probably bouncing that ball off the floor into the post, because Beattie's long arms are going to knock that back every time.
Jackson in the paint has Grimer called for the foul. No. Ball went out of the shot. Oh, the foul there, sorry. But Marino sitting down with Jackson also having a break, 25 points for the game. Beattie and Whittle, the two talls for the Capitals now. Bevilacqua, we're back out there. Kavanagh back to Milner. Has baseline to Hibbert. And I think Sharp's been called for the foul as she managed to get Hibbert's arms all crossed up there as she was turning around for the shot. No, the foul will be her sharp second and send Hibbert to the line. First one is rattled in. Glorbitz moves into position now for the contest, but doesn't need it as Hibbert hits both. 69-63. Sharps kicks it to Whittle. Back to Bevilacqua. Jackson's going to come back in by the looks of it. Bevilacqua goes back to Beattie on the right lane. Out to Sharp. Back to Whittle on the left lane.
Oh!
And Kavanagh has been called for, what, her fourth personal foul?
Yep.
So, Kavanagh's fourth. Jackson back in, Beattie will sit down, and that's the problem. You had Beattie that time on one lane, Whittle on the other, so when it came back out or went across, you still had big posts.
Yeah. Yep.
Whittle makes the first of the free throws, 70 plays, 63. Back out to 8 points as the second shot made. Jackson back into the game. So it doesn't get any easier for Bulleen now. Milner working down the right side. Goes across to Hibbert for three.
Oh!
Foul on Abrams as the shot was being put up. Once again, a close call on whether the ball had gone. Hibbert will go to the free throw line for three. And Abrams now is up at... Well, Abrams is up at four personal fouls, but team fouls for the Capitals. They're on six, and Bulleen still on four. Hibbert makes the first. So every foul is going to send Bulleen to the line now in the last 2 minutes, 17 seconds. Well,
they're all very good foul shooters, except for that last one.
Yeah, we didn't quite get it there in time to put the mockers on it, but yes. 71 plays, 65, 6-point ball game, 2 minutes left. Bevilacqua goes round the perimeter, Sharp and Abrams back to Sharp, top of the key. Sharp goes left to Bevilacqua, over the top to Jackson. Jackson!
Great move by Jackson.
Time out called by Cheryl Chambers and the Bulleen Melton Boomers with 1 minute 50. They've got the luxury here, Llewellyn. Every foul, they will go to the line. So do you play a game now where you just try to draw as many fouls as you can as well as trying to put up the shots in offense?
Yeah, I say Bulleen need to take it to the basketball, draw the foul, go to the line. Hopefully they can get back to the lead.
Do you want to run and gun though, or do you want to try and control the ball to draw out those fouls?
I say they just take it as they go, see what happens.
So as soon as you get down there, if the shot's there, take it.
Yeah.
Don't try and run through a set.
Yeah.
All right. Hibbert, Kavanagh, Glorbitz, Milner and Grimer all are getting the address from Cheryl Chambers now. Kerry Grass, Bevilacqua, Jackson, Sharp, Abrams and also... also Jenny Whittle just listening to, well, I think Kerry Grass still has two timeouts up at the lead, so if it does get close, Coach Grass can at least ice one shooter if it does get close and then has time to set up a play in a final play, whereas Cheryl Chambers now has played all the cards.
Yeah, well,
oh no, actually she'd still have one, there's three timeouts.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think there is, because they gave up the 22nd time.
I'm quite
good on that. Glad you're playing the game. Don't need to know the rules to play it. Kavanagh now working on the perimeter. Glorbitz with Abrams in front of her. Glorbitz goes right side to Hibbert for three. Downtown 3-point shot doesn't fall. Whittle comes up with the rebound. Gives it off to Bevilacqua. Bevilacqua has Sharp set already. Jackson gets the pass in. And, oh, Jackson's pass. Now falls back into her hand. And Jackson will put it back in. 10-point ball game, 1 minute 20. It's starting to get out of reach now, Llewellyn. Hibbert for three. Rattles out again. Jackson with the rebound. Kavanagh and Hibbert getting up in face of Jackson. Jackson not happy with the defense. He's watching. Abrams gets an easy... about 15 feet under, and we'll put it in from the right-hand side. Milner, 77-65, last minute of the game. Grimer for three. Oh, makes it in. And timeout for the Capitals. Well, Grimer's banking 3-point shot sees it back to a 9-point ball game with under a minute left to play. So probably two bigger gaps to breach now unless Capitals go on a foul fest.
Yeah, definitely. But Belinda looking very tired at the moment, and I think Canberra's got it in the bag.
Well, it has been a great game, and Bulleen have certainly had a fantastic start to the year, and they lose nothing in what we expect will be a loss to the Capitals today.
Yeah, definitely. They've had a great start, got some great wins on the board, and going into two games with overtime, and they're playing very good basketball this season.
Now, you're up here with the AIS, and naturally enough, doing everything you can to get the AIS successful on the court, but naturally you're following with great interest with the Bully Melbourne Boomers, and of course a former teammate of yours, Caitlin Cunningham, back home in Melbourne, just waiting for her opportunity to get fit back into the team.
Yeah, definitely.
So, 53 seconds left, it will be Caps ball from the side, as Abrams to inbound it to Bevilacqua. Hibbert is going to try and do everything in a power to... Oh, Hibbert! Oh, steal on the inbound, kicks it over to Milner, and Milner will get 2 points. 70-77, 7-point ball game, as full court pressure from Bulleen now as Bevilacqua gets it from Sharp. And Bevilacqua brings it over the front half, goes with Milner on her heels. Abrams fakes it over Hibbert, goes left side to Sharp, hands up in front, and Dwindle has been called for a travel. 34.8 seconds left to go in the game, 7 points, and it will be from the side that Bulleen gets to inbound the ball from. Kavanagh inbounds it to Milner. Milner needs to guard hard. She goes into the paint, kicks it back to Kavanagh for three off the front of the iron. Hoy Grimer is able to chase it down. 24 seconds left. Hands it off to Hibbert. Hibbert decks it out, gives it to Kavanagh. Kavanagh over the top of Beattie for three. Whittle will do the rebounding, and that will be it. They just have to get it into the front court now with 12 seconds left to go. The Bulleen gave him a thrill. Bevilacqua working with the ball. She will hold on to it in her 200th game of Price Attack WNBL basketball. It is the Canberra Capitals taking the win 77-70 over the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. But as we said there, Llewellyn, it was nothing disgraceful in that loss. They really took it up to the Caps, leading at halftime. Jackson giving Hibbert a bit of a cuddle at the end of that, just signifying what a tough game it was for both teams.
Both teams worked really hard in that game, and it was a good game to watch, and good luck to them for the rest of the season.
Yeah, interesting to see all the Caps out at the centre of the court with now Ali Bevilacqua just acknowledging the crowd with the rest of the team. 200 games for the tally, but well, for Cheryl Chambers, it was there, 2-1, but the Caps just managed to just out-muscle them in the end. And in that third quarter where they managed to get that lead back, they were able to get their tools working, and Bulleen just couldn't quite match the tall timber of the Capitals in the end.
Yeah, I think Bulleen will be back very shortly though, and give Canberra a run for their money next time.
Do you think there might be another 4 or 5 pages in Cheryl Chambers' playbook for the next Capitals game?
Possibly.
Hear what the coaches have to say. Jeffrey Clovis, red hot hands today, but just couldn't get the Bulleen team over the line in the end.
Yeah, look, we threw everything at the Capitals today, and you know, we did a good job for a while, and we were right in the game, but unfortunately they were just too tough in the end, and they just snuck away from the game.
One of your old teammates there in Lauren Jackson just really now getting a lot of help out work with Tracy Beattie and also Jenny Whittle.
Yeah, I mean, they're huge in there, and they're really tough to guard, and for me, I played a few seasons with Loz, and I love to watch her play well, which is crazy when I'm on the other team, so want to stop her, but sometimes you just go, wow, that was good, and she's a tough player, and that's why she's the best player in the world. So, I mean, we got to do what we can to shut her down as much as possible and do a job on everyone else, which unfortunately we couldn't get done today.
The good news was you're coming through the game, no injuries in the team, and the team is really comfortable after being together for so long.
Yeah, look, we know each other pretty well now. It's probably the third season that probably most of the girls have been together, and that's going to be our advantage this season, but we're going to come up against some equally tough teams, and I guess we're 3-1 now, and while we'd love to have won today, it's not a bad start, and we'll go home next week and see what we can do with Townsville.
I guess, Coach Chambers has a heck of a lot of plays. You might have 3 or 4 before you come back to play the Capitals again. 3 or 4 new ones.
New plays, yeah. We've got to keep mixing it up. We don't want to become predictable, so, yeah.
All the best.
Thank you.
Cheryl Chambers, perhaps one that got away.
Yeah, definitely. I think we had our chances and we got a pretty good first half, and I think we missed a few opportunities in the second half to go ahead with it. But I guess, you know, we know we're in the ballpark. We always knew it was going to be hard, so I guess we'll learn from it.
Desiree really stepped up today. Her hand was red hot.
Yeah, she's had a really good pre-season and leading into the season, so I think that's great. I think she'll be a wonderful weapon for us.
Also, once again, you're able to run your bench again tonight, and they were really all standing up for you as well.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of depth, and you know, some games, I guess when you play the bigger teams, some players are going to get played more than others, but certainly I think that we've got 9 people that could step up and be an offensive and defensive threat.
Well, it's certainly not a disgrace in this loss today.
No, not at all. Certainly we'll take a lot out of it, we'll move forward and learn from it.
All the best. Kelly Bevilacqua, your 200th game, and well, fittingly, you finished the game with the ball in the hand.
Oh, well, that's definitely a nice milestone to achieve. I mean, it's just I pinch myself every day that I'm out here able to play. I just love the sport, and I hope I can get a few more games under the belt.
Good crowd in, and you're really enjoying the reunion on the floor with Jacko.
I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, she's just an awesome player, best in the world, and, you know, we're great friends as well. So, you know, we have fun off the court, on the court, and, you know, even though as a team we haven't got that cohesion going together yet, we're showing glimpses of what we can do. I still think it's pretty scary once we actually put it all together. What it's going to be like for the opposition.
Credit to Bulleen, they took it to you, getting the lead at halftime, and well, I guess there was some stern words there with the coaching staff and the team.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Grapp wasn't too concerned. I mean, we were getting a lot of great looks still, missing a lot of layups. You know, I think I missed about 3 or 4 layups. But you know, Bulleen, I mean, definitely they're a great team. They've been in finals campaigns now. They certainly, you know, gave us a good push there in the first half and midway through the second half. But we always knew that we just had to just compose ourselves. I think we were trying too hard. We wanted to put a good show on for the crowd, but you know, I think we came out a little too excited. Maybe used up a little bit more energy in the warm-ups than what we. But I mean, yes, I do. You know, credit to Bulleen and their coaching staff for, you know, doing a good job.
All the best.
Thanks
all
very much.
Well, the next game here at the Southern Cross Stadium against Perth.
Yes, get up to get some catch up with some of the old teamies, but yeah, of course, we don't want to give them a sniff, so yeah, hopefully we can have a quick week on the track and take it out on them next week.
Peter Buckle, Bulleen certainly gave you a huge run for your money, and as you're coming up against the top 4 contenders for the year, that's what it's going to be like.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Bulleen, Sydney, Adelaide and Townsville, these guys can score. You know, so we can score too, we've got players, but it's going to be about who can shut the other team down and continue with their own game. So we were lucky enough, I think, in the third quarter, you know, we made it very hard for them to score. They had 16, we went 25, and then in the fourth quarter it was pretty easy.
Well, Perth are also another team that have got a variation in height, so they're going to try and run you. You get to Sydney, well, they're pretty much all tools with their guard problems at the moment, so that could be a very interesting game strategically.
Oh, yeah, oh, without a doubt. I mean, when you come against Sydney, it's Porter, Fallon, Snell, you know, these are Musselwhite, these guys are scorers. Musselwhite can carry the ball, Snell will get it, Porter will get it up the floor, Fallon will get it up the floor. So although it's not typically a true one man carrying the ball, well, they do have Frick in there at the moment carrying the ball. When Beale comes back, that'll help them without a doubt in their backcourt.
Yeah. Well, Peter, we'll let you get back to the team, and all the best for the Perth-Sydney double. Fortunately, it's not a double road trip.
Yeah, thank God for that. But as long as we get Perth first up, then we get Sydney. Yeah. It's great. Thanks, mate.
Well, Tracy Beattie, certainly the bullying game a lot tougher from the Institute, but it does show that this team is really starting to gel.
We are, and I think bullying have obviously been together for a lot longer than we have. Like, we've had now 2 full weeks of training together as a team, and I'm sure they've been going for at least 2 months, and I think probably their court fitness may be better than ours, but in the end, 7 points our way, we're happy with that.
You're probably going to see a lot more run and gun when you get up against Adelaide and a lot of the smaller teams.
Smaller teams, absolutely. I was thinking about Sydney and I'm like, oh, who am I going to guard? Trish, that sounds like great fun. But I don't know how I'm going to fit in with that lot, but we'll see how we go. And obviously Perth again, another smaller team. And we showed tonight that we gave up a few fast break layups and transition defence and need to really work on, but we'll get there.
It's all a learning curve for probably everyone in the team.
It is indeed, and like Graffy keeps saying, you know, we've never had 3 super bigs before, so this is first time in women's league history, and we've got to adjust to that accordingly, so.
Well, all the best for the week, and we look forward to seeing you up against Perth next Saturday.
Thank you.
Jenny Whittle, a tough game tonight. Bulleen certainly wanted to make Yippie Girls run even, runs back and forth all day.
Yeah, we came out really flat in the first half, and thank God we pulled our fingers out the second half, and thank God for Loz, she kept us in there.
It's an interesting week now with a Perth-Sydney matchup, which is going to be another interesting game. You had a look at Perth last week, but they're still a bit of an unknown.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think they've got an American, so I haven't seen them, like, with their full team. We saw them in Sale, but yeah, I think they'll be a very different team from there, and they obviously did well against the AIS, so be a good game.
All the best for next week.
Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you join us up here. I know you've got to get back to the rest of the AIS teammates over on the other side of the court, but thank you for your time.
Thank you.